So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
What's this about an investigation of Kanye West, Dean?
The New York Times dug into the whole Kanye West weirdness when he was associated with Adidas shoes. They did an investigation. Everybody just thought that the relationship went off the rails, but the New York Times dug in and found that there had been a long history leading up to the problems that surrounded all of this, that for 10 years Adidas looked past Kanye West's misbehavior, anti-Semitic behavior, make their profits go up, that he had a fixation on Hitler and the Jewish people at one point, drawing a swastika on one of their sketches of shoes. He told a Jewish Adidas manager to kiss a portrait of Hitler every day. I mean, really just weird stuff. The full report, if you go to newyorktimes.com, you can read the whole thing if you're interested. But apparently was not a quick weirdness separation of this business relationship, that it had been tolerated for a surprisingly long time, and then finally terminated later on.
We'll be hearing a lot more about that, I'm sure. So it's official now. Taylor Swift is a billionaire, right?
Yeah. What a shock. I can't believe it, because, you know, for all of the people who have said to me this week, you know, because we were having some fun on our cooking segment this week, we made a recipe that Taylor submitted for her favorite cookie, and people have been going, enough with Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes Taylor Swift. Nobody can stand Taylor Swift. Well, her bank account would greatly like to disagree with that. Apparently lots of people like her, to the tune now of $1 billion. That's been confirmed by the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Taylor's net worth is now $1.1 billion. That's because of the record-breaking Eras Tour sales, the ticket sales, the merch, everything that goes along with it, with her chart-breaking movie that goes along with it all. So good for Taylor Swift.
She'll probably be moving up to the next level, whatever that is.
Yeah, good for her.
Zillionaire.
It's about time she gets her own guest box where the Kansas City Chiefs play, so she doesn't have to share anymore. Yeah. She can afford her own now.
What did Jack Black do at this benefit?
Oh, boy. This is so weird. A bunch of artists put on a benefit for the striking actors. Hopefully that's going to get resolved. The movie studios and SAG-AFTRA, the union, have resumed talks now, and at least they haven't broken down. So hopefully that's going to be resolved. But in the meantime, some of the other artists have tried to raise some money for our artists who are out of work and really struggling. People like LeVar Burton, people like Simon Helberg from Big Bang Theory, Kumail Nanjiani, Patton Oswalt, among others, Dax Shepard, and the always unpredictable Jack Black, who gets on stage and starts singing, speaking of Taylor Swift, a Taylor Swift song, but while he's doing it, does a striptease and goes down to his boxer briefs and just is strutting himself around stage. Jack Black, not exactly what you would call a svelte person. He is a person of substance, doing this very provocative dance to raise money. I don't know if that if that helped to raise money or if that hurt.
Raised awareness,
the
Dean.
Fundraising money. It certainly got my attention when I heard about the story.
Dean, what's going on this weekend?
Well, let's start off with some concerts. This is always a hugely busy weekend. The weekend preceding Halloween. So, I mean, there's stuff going on everywhere. But some of the highlights include Lauryn Hill and the Fugees reuniting at the United Center for the 25th anniversary of her Grammy Award-winning album. That's going to be tomorrow night. The Guess Who will be playing tomorrow night at the Des Plaines Theater. Jeffrey Osborne and Shantae Moore at the Horseshoe Casino in beautiful Hammond, Indiana. Country star Josh Turner at the Arcata in St. Charles. And the 1975 at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont. That's going to be on Sunday. Also, this weekend, there is Jeff Morrow from the Food Network. He's got his own band called the Jewel Bags, which I love. They are playing at Joe's on Weed Street. Tonight, at 8 o'clock. So lots of fun there. On stage this weekend, we've got some Halloween-themed shows, including Young Frankenstein going strong over at the Mercury Theater in Lakeview. Also, at the Chopin Theater, there's a musical version of the serial killer satire American Psycho. And that is playing until Thanksgiving. Also, this is the final weekend in Chicago for the Louis Armstrong musical Wonderful World before it heads to Broadway. Chelsea Handler is at the Chicago Theater tomorrow. Maria Bamford at the Den Theater for some stand-up comedy. Also, Rami Youssef is at the Hideout through Saturday. There's the Streeterville Halloween Dog Parade going on Saturday. Also, Batavia's Bat Fest is going on in downtown Batavia.
Any good movies to see?
Well, there is a new movie. I wouldn't go so far as to say that it's a good movie that's coming out. It's a huge disappointment, actually, called Five Nights at Freddy's, which is based on a popular video game. They adapted this to the big screen and added some things and just completely diluted whatever fun this video game was. It's set in sort of a Chuck E. Cheese kind of place where you go for pizza and play games and, you know, family fun. And this video game is you are the nighttime security man at this place, and the robots all come alive at night, and they're trying to get you. So that's what the video game is about. They try to adapt this to big screen, where this down-on-his-luck guy becomes the night security guard at this Chuck E. Cheese sort of place called Freddy's. And, you know, they not only are trying to get him, but they add in the plot line, this psychological drama in it. So it's part silly horror movie, part psychological fodder. It's mixed performances, and they try to keep it within a PG-13 rating, so it's not really that scary. It's not really anything like what you would call a traditional horror movie. It really is just sort of nothing. I left so disappointed from Five Nights at Freddy's. I gave it only a Dean's List D. If you want to see some good movies this weekend, Killers of the Flower Moon is going strong, and people are telling me that they love it. Dean's List B plus. Taylor Swift movie is still out there. The concert movie, I give that a Dean's List A. And the 30th anniversary re-release of Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas is back up on big screens again. And Bob, I have to tell you about this app that somebody told me about. Because this Killers of the Flower Moon movie, the Robert De Niro, Martin Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio movie, that's 3.5 hours long. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, 3 hours long. The Oppenheimer, 3 hours long. We've got some really long movies this year. So somebody told me about this app, which is called Run P-E-E, that you put the app, I put it on my phone. You pick which movie that you want. I'm picking right now Killers of the Flower Moon. And then you click on View P Times, and it tells you, it actually sets alarms on your phone and tells you when you can leave to use the men's or ladies' room.
You mean when you won't miss much?
When you won't miss very much. That's going on.
That's a good idea.
P-time number one, Leonardo DiCaprio says, I don't know what you said, but it must be Indian for handsome devil. Go and pee then. That's when you go. When you hear that, go and pee. They give you five different places in this movie where you can go relax. So, again, this app is called Run Pee. I got it in the app store, the regular app store. And this is going to be life-changing. I can't believe it's taken me all this time to discover a useful app. Finally, a useful app.
This is ridiculous. It's a radio show. Well, but it ain't a one-hour television spectacular.
Yeah, we give useful information. My wife is going to get that. I can't tell you how many times she turns to me in the theater and says, should I go now? And now app will tell her.
Somebody has gone to see the movie, and they timed it out. They figured out what to do. And our lives will be better from now on because of it.
Before we let you go, I've saved a couple of seconds here for you. I know you've got a big special tomorrow night.
We do, yeah. Our annual breast cancer special that we started, believe it or not, in 1996. Mm. And we've done it just about every single year. We moved it over to television a couple of years ago. Dina Baer, medical reporter Dina Baer, and I will host the show that's called Stories of Hope, Facing Breast Cancer, where we deal with some really interesting new topics like artificial intelligence and its use in mammography, subject of fertility while you're facing breast cancer, nutrition, so many more interesting cutting-edge topics. It's all tomorrow night, 6:30 on WGN-TV, repeating at 4:30 on Sunday afternoon on WGN-TV.
Great. Have a good one, Dean.
See you, bye.
Thank you.